This is a clip from Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon 2022. To access this entire presentation and every presentation from the conference, just click the link in the description or go to rockfin.com/FKN+.
This presentation is called Uncovering the Israelites, and we are going to take a stroll back through history to try to detangle some of the nonsense and propaganda that we have come to learn about allegedly God's chosen people. So, without further ado, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. All right, so first we are going to talk about the Israelites. The Israelites were a confederation of Iron Age Semitic-speaking tribes of the ancient Near East who inhabited a part of Canaan during the tribal and monarchic periods. In the Hebrew Bible, the term Israelites is used interchangeably with the term 12 tribes of Israel. Although related, the terms Hebrews, Israelites, and Jews are not interchangeable in all instances. Israelites refers to the people whom the Hebrew Bible describes specifically as the direct descendants of any of the sons of the patriarch Jacob, later called Israel, and his descendants as a people are also collectively called Israel, including converts to their faith in worship of the national God of Israel, Yahweh. Hebrews, on the contrary, is used to denote the Israelites' immediate forebears who dwelt in the land of Canaan. The Israelites themselves and the Israelites' ancient and modern descendants, including Jews and Samaritans. Jews is used to denote the descendants of the Israelites who coalesced when the tribe of Judah absorbed the remnants of the northern Israelite tribes. During the period of the divided monarchy, Israelites was only used to refer to the inhabitants of the northern kingdom of Israel, and it is only extended to cover the people of the southern kingdom of Judah in post-exilic usage. Efforts to confirm the Israelites' biblical origins through archaeology once widespread have been largely abandoned as unproductive, many scholars viewing the stories as inspiring national myth narratives in lieu of historical value. Based on the archaeological evidence, according to the modern archaeological account, the Israelites and their culture did not overtake the region by force, but instead branched out of the indigenous Canaanite peoples that long inhabited the southern Levant, Syria, ancient Israel, and the Transjordan region. Through a gradual evolution of a distinct monolatristic, later monotheistic religion centered on Yahweh, the outgrowth of Yahweh-centric monolatrism from Canaanite polytheism started with Yahwism. Okay, this is all bullshit, so if you're not following this, don't feel bad. The belief in the existence of the many gods and goddesses of the Canaanite pantheon, but with the consistent worship of only Yahweh. Along with a number of cultic practices, this gave rise to a separate Israelite ethnic group identity. The final transition of their Yahweh-based religion to monotheism and rejection of the existence of other Canaanite gods set the Israelites apart from their fellow Canaanite brethren. The Israelites, however, continued to retain various cultural commonalities with other Canaanites, including the use of one of the Canaanite dialects, Hebrew, which is today the only living descendant of that language group. So basically what we have here is a number of different peoples who are all really from the same area. They're all of the same ethnic background for the most part. But as time went on, only a handful of this group would go on to become Hebrews, and then even less later on would go on to be called Jews out of this group of people from the area of Canaan. According to the religious narrative of the Hebrew Bible, the Israelites' origin is traced back to the biblical patriarchs and matriarchs Abraham and his wife Sarah through their son Isaac and his wife Rebekah and their son Jacob, who was later called Israel, hence they derive their name, with his wives Leah and Rachel and the handmaids Zilpha and Bilhah. Modern Jews and Samaritans can trace their ancestry to the Israelites. Well, we'll discuss that further later. Modern Jews are named after and also descended from the southern Israelite kingdom of Judah, particularly the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Simeon, and partially Levi. Many Israelites took refuge in the kingdom of Judah following the collapse of the kingdom of Israel. Now, this is official story stuff. This is from Wikipedia, which you can guarantee is always the approved narrative. And this here, it clearly states that modern Jews can trace their ancestry to the Israelites. Nothing could be further from the truth, and that will become more apparent as we go through this presentation. Abraham is the first of the Hebrew patriarchs and a figure revered by the three great monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Abraham, or in Hebrew, Avraham, originally called Abram, or in Hebrew, Avram, is a prominent figure who flourished early second millennium BCE. So Abraham, in case you weren't aware, he lived like 1,000 fucking years. So if you had any doubts as to whether or not this stuff was like legit at all, it is not. The biblical book of Genesis reveals that Abraham left Ur, Mesopotamia, following God's call for him to start a new nation in an undesignated land that he later learned was Canaan. Abraham unquestioningly obeyed God, from whom he received repeated promises and a covenant that his seed would inherit the land. What a greedy fuck, if you ask me. In Judaism, the promised offspring is understood to be the Jewish people descended from Abraham's son Isaac, born of his wife Sarah. Likewise, in Christianity, the genealogy of Jesus is traced to Isaac, and Abraham's near sacrifice of Isaac is regarded as a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. In Islam, it is Ishmael, Abraham's firstborn son, born of Hagar, who is viewed as the fulfillment of God's promise, and the prophet Muhammad is his descendant. So this is the alleged family tree of Abraham, where all of this bullshit seems to spring from. So you have Abraham and his wife Sarah, who gave birth to Isaac, who then had two children with Rebekah. That would be Esau, who we'll get to a little bit later on, and Jacob. And so allegedly all the Jews in the world today are allegedly born of Jacob and his numerous wives. Let's continue. Historical Israelites. Several theories exist proposing the origins of the Israelites in raiding groups, infiltrating nomads or emerging from the indigenous Canaanites driven from the wealthier urban areas by poverty to seek their fortunes in the highland. Various ethnically distinct groups of itinerant nomads, such as the Habiru and Shasu, recorded in Egyptian texts as active in Edom and Canaan, could have been related to the later Israelites, which does not exclude the possibility that the majority may have had their origins in Canaan proper. The name Yahweh, the god of the later Israelites, may indicate connections with the region of Mount Seir in Edom. The prevailing academic opinion today is that the Israelites were a mixture of peoples, predominantly indigenous to Canaan, although an Egyptian matrix of peoples may also have played a role in their ethnogenesis, giving birth to the saga of the Exodus, with an ethnic composition similar to that in Ammon, Edom, and Moab, including Habiru and Shasu. The defining feature which marked them off from the surrounding societies was a staunch egalitarian organization focused on the worship of Yahweh rather than mere kinship. Israelites also had a distinct ethnic identity, including tribal identities, from early on. The origin of the god Yahweh, and currently uncertain since the early Israelites seemed to worship the Canaanite god El as their national deity, only to later replace it with Yahweh. It has been speculated by some of the scholars that the cult of Yahweh may have been brought into Israel by a group of Canaanite slaves fleeing Egypt who later merged with Israelites. So as you can kind of see, there's a lot of, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe this, maybe that. There is not a lot of real concrete information on the origins of Hebrews or the Jewish people, other than to say that they were from Northern Africa. And I think it's pretty goddamn common sense that in Africa 2,000 years ago, there weren't really exactly any white people living there. The further north you went, the closer you got to the Middle East, the more you had people of lighter skin who were not black. But it isn't until later on that we will come across white Jews, which we will get to here shortly. The name Israel first appears in 1209 BCE at the end of the Late Bronze Age, in the very beginning of the period archaeologists and historians call the Iron Age, on the Merneptah stele raised by the Egyptian pharaoh Merneptah. The inscription is very brief. Plundered is Canaan with every evil. Carried off is Ashkelon. Seized upon is Gezer. Yenoam is made as that which does not exist. Israel lies fallow. It has no seed. Huru has become a widow because of Egypt. As distinct from the cities named Ashkelon, Gezer, and Yenoam, which are written in with a toponymic marker, Israel is written hieroglyphically with a demonymic determinative indicating that the reference is to a human group. So this is the first time that a human group of the Israelites is actually referred to in history. The Black Israelites. Their Israelite story begins with the patriarch Abraham from 2117 to 1942 BC, a native of the Sumerian city of Ur in ancient Mesopotamia. Archaeological discoveries have proven that the earliest inhabitants of the southern Mesopotamia were members of the brown race, i.e. the Negroid branch of humanity. It has been confirmed that the ancient Sumerians were akin to the modern Black Dravidians of India. The Sumerians also had an affinity with people known as Elamites, the very first Semitic group mentioned in the Bible. The Elamites were a black-skinned and woolly-haired people, as the colorful glazed artwork on the royal palace walls of the ancient Persian city of Susa clearly show. Thus, Abraham, the native of Sumerian and the founding father of the Israelite nation, was a black man. The black racial origins of the patriarchs is not based on mere conjecture. It is in complete agreement with the picture one gets from examining the identity of the earliest inhabitants of southern Mesopotamia. The truth is grossly neglected, suppressed, and distorted in most European and American historical texts, which are flavored with race prejudice. Fortunately, however, there are enough well-authored and highly researched works by Black historians that challenge the Eurocentric revisions of history and correct the various erroneous views regarding the ethnic identity of the Hebrews. Biblical history relates that the descendants of Abraham, namely Jacob, Israel, and his 12 sons and their wives, 70 in all, migrated from Canaan to Egypt around the year 1827 BC. During their sojourn in Egypt, the children of Israel multiplied from being a family of 70 souls to a nation of over 3 million people at the time of the Exodus, which took place in 1612 BC. Hence, the Eurocentric notion of the Black Hebrew as a kind of Johnny-come-lately in Hebraic history does not accord with the facts. On the contrary, the historical record is abundantly clear that the majority of white European Jewry are not Hebrews in the biological sense, but are actually descendants of converts to Judaism during Greco-Roman and medieval times. Professor Roland B. Dixon states emphatically that the great majority of all Jews, Ashkenazi, today are Semites only in speech, and their true ancestry goes back not so much to Palestine and Arabia as to the uplands of Anatolia and Armenia, the Caucasus and the steppes of Central Asia, and their nearest relatives are still to be found in these areas today. Caucasian Jews are not the lineal descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, nor do they constitute a separate race, but rather a religious fraternity which adheres to the ethnic tradition of a people whose origins are inextricably linked to Black Africa. But if the original Hebrews were Black, where are their descendants in the world today? Are all Black people Hebrews? The answer to the latter question is obviously no. The Israelites were only one of several Black people existing in the ancient world. Nevertheless, it is certain that the ancient Hebrews' customs and practices, whose legacy originated in Africa, were adopted by that of white Jews in Europe. Very little is heard about the hundreds of thousands of Black Hebrews living in various parts of the world, such as Africa, Asia, India, Arabia, the Caribbean Islands, South America, and North America. The history of Black Hebrews in North America is perhaps one of the most important chapters in U.S. history, which has yet to be fully written. The ancestors of African Americans come from West Africa during the era of slavery. That particular region of Africa was once home to a number of Black Hebrew tribes that migrated from North and East Africa over many centuries. And speaking of these migrations, Dr. Yosef A. Ben-Yochanan writes that in North Africa, just before the period of Christianity's legal entry into Rome, due to Constantine the Great's conversion in the 4th century, there were many Hebrew Jewish tribes that are of indigenous African and so-called Negro origin. Since the Bible recognizes patrilineal as well as matrilineal descent, Black Hebrews, like Reform Jews, do not place any special significance on having a Jewish mother, as do Orthodox Jews. Another major reason why the Talmud is rejected is due to its role in creating the so-called Hamitic myth, which is the doctrine that teaches that all black-skinned people are the cursed descendants of Ham in the Bible. It was the promulgation of this erroneous myth, passing under the guise of Jewish Talmudic scholarship, which provided the moral pretext for European slavery of Africans. The Talmud was not the product of ethnic Hebrews, but of proselytized Babylonian sages who worked on editing it from the third into the 6th century AD. It should not be used as the litmus test on Hebrew identity, particularly since it was of men who were clearly prejudiced of blacks, Israelites, or otherwise.